Good morning. It's 8:07. Man, what a beautiful morning. Been saying that the past few days. I'm loving it. 64 degrees and a whole lot of sunshine. This hour, got the morning zoo, as we do every Thursday, talking all things Jankabazoo with Kathy Dickman and Tom Schmaltz. That's coming up here in just a bit. Point of Law, Thrifty White Birthdays happening at 8:52, so be sure you call those names in. You can email, too, at studio@kbmwnews.com. But right now, I got to talk some Wapton history with one of my favorite history teachers, Janet Gageland. Janet, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
Good to see you again.
Well, it's good to be in the studio.
Always great to have you here.
For a day, yeah.
So before we start with history, I got to ask you, how's pickleball going?
Very well. All right. Our numbers are growing, actually. We are playing Monday and Wednesday evenings, one evening in Wapton, one evening in Breckenridge. Mm-hmm. Last night, I think we had 14, which is great.
Right.
You know, sometimes we've had 16, 17. Then Friday mornings we play too.
So you're getting away from the heat with all this,
you said,
is kind of your reasoning for this.
We're trying, yeah.
So for people that don't know, what is pickleball?
Well, it's a combination of several games. It's like badminton, but the net isn't high. It's tennis, like a low net.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's sort of like tennis because the ball has to be served past a line, which is a kitchen. And
mm-hmm.
It's like table tennis because you only play to 11. But not like table tennis because you can only score when you're serving. It was a made-up game, so the rules are kind of unusual.
Sounds like you might get a good workout doing this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Up and back, maybe a little laterally, but
sure.
Not a lot of sprinting, no.
Well, as long as you can be outside, too, that's
for sure.
that's the main part. Well,
yeah.
Let's talk a little history. You're
okay.
into Talk Some Pages here. Tell us about this.
Well, we're reopening Pages Ago at
Fantastic.
The same location that we had last year. And this is going to be one of those events that's like when they bring out the Disney movies out of the vault.
Yeah.
You know, it's only for a short time.
Sure.
And that's what this is. It's going to take us until the museum closes.
Okay,
for the season.
Sure.
And then we'll move the books out again to preserve them. Whether they go into storage, I'm not sure. But I know there are a couple class reunions this year. And I thought, well, maybe they might like to have something to look at.
I think they'd love it.
Yeah, so the class of 71, I know, is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping that they'll come in and you know, go through those years when they were 70, 71 and get some, you know, ideas for their a bulletin board display, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah.
So what are the hours?
We're going to be kind of paralleling the museum.
Mm-hmm.
They're open from 1 to 4 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we're going to start at 12
okay.
and then go to 3:30.
All right.
We'll start with that, and if it looks like we need a morning somewhere along there, we can always add that.
Sure. Sure.
But we'll start with that. Signage-wise, we're going to have our flag up by the door again, but we won't really have any signage on the door. But the flag, if the flag's out, we're there.
Well, see, and my curiosity was going because I saw people hauling things in there yesterday,
yes.
and I went, could it be that Pages Ago are coming back with us here?
It could be.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And that is going to be running again. How long? That's a limited time kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, we'll go until the museum closes, which will probably be end of October, early November.
Okay.
So it'll be about 4 months.
Fantastic. And people can just come in and no charge?
Correct.
And just sit down and browse.
Right. You know, financially, we can get some support maybe if people will buy the sesquicentennial book.
Mm-hmm.
We still have lots of them for sale.
Okay.
And the proceeds or anything that we make on the sale of those books goes towards this newspaper project.
Fantastic.
So there's another part of it, and that is that there's a new way to digitize the films that we have at the library. So you can put them on a digital format, and then you don't have to run the film through there.
Boy, that's handy.
Right, and you can also use keywords and dates and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd really like to see that project happen because Chronicling America doesn't have anything, you know, before the Wapaton Times. So
sure.
we want to get those other early newspapers in there. So it's $130 per reel.
Okay.
So it's kind of expensive, but yet it's another way of preserving it.
I was going to say, for that kind of preservation, might be worth it.
Well, you have it in written form, you have it in film, and now you'll have it on digital. So
how awesome is that?
It's great.
So any word yet, and maybe this is a big question for you, any word yet on maybe a permanent location for Pages Ago? Are you still working on that?
I'm still working. I'm still pushing, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of interest. But, you know, for me, when I pick up one of those volumes of newspapers, that's like a scrapbook.
Yeah.
You know, it's not only going back in history, but it's reminding me of what I've forgotten, you know, and then also teaching me something.
Right.
You know, of what I didn't know and what I, you know, can know. So, So for me, I'm just like sort of, you know.
Always a student, aren't you?
I can't get away from it.
Well, and history, too, because this area and this region is so rich
absolutely.
In all of that, too. So,
absolutely, yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So, again, pages ago, reopening for a short time.
Right.
And you're right over here, right next, right across the street from the Daily News. The flags will be out.
Yes.
When you're open.
When we're open.
Okay. Fantastic.
And I might be there off and on, so can always check.
All right. And if I was going to say, if people need any information or they want to talk to you about that, they can just give you a call.
Yep. And we also have our email still up and running.
Oh, okay.
At pagesago, gmail.com.
Sure.
And we've already gotten a few requests of, can you find this? Can you find that? And like, okay, we'll try.
Well, I'm sure, like you said, with the class reunions, this will be pretty popular, I would think.
Yeah, I have my research ready. They're wanting to go. So give us a job, okay?
Right. So it. Are you going to be in to talk a little more history with us? Say
I
yes.
Think so.
Okay.
I
good.
Think so.
Good. Because I miss our weekly chats.
Well, there's always something to talk about.
Always something, and you always seem to dig up some really interesting stuff.
It's fun.
Yeah, Janet, great to see you back in
Thank
here.
You.
Congratulations on getting this open, even if it is for a limited time.
Well,
it's still very,
just
very
go
cool.
Back to the Disney vaults. You know?
I love it. Janet Gageland talking with us this morning. It's 8:13 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.